Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. August 1st. I came to Al-Anon to discover how to get a loved one to stop drinking, hoping that my life would then return to normal. In Al-Anon, I came to understand that I did not cause alcoholism, I can't control it, and I can't cure it. But I can apply the 12 steps to my own life so that I can find sanity and contentment whether the alcoholic is still drinking or not. This is why, in Al-Anon, the focus must be on me. I soon discovered that I had problems of my own that needed attention. I had undergone some unhealthy changes as I attempted to cope with the disease of alcoholism. These changes had occurred so slowly and subtly that I had not been aware of them. I shared openly about this in Al-Anon meetings and became willing to let go of attitudes that no longer seemed appropriate. With the help of my higher power, I began to shed self-destructive habits. In time, I felt I had regained my true self. I began to grow again. Today's reminder: I do not respond well when someone tries to impose their will on me. Why have I tried to impose my will on those around me? There is only one person I am responsible for, and that is me. There is only one person who can make my life as full as possible. That, too, is me. Today, I will keep hands off and keep my focus where it belongs, on me. In All Our Affairs. From the book Courage to Change. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.